Before I ever entered the seminary, I worked for about, 16 years, but the latter 12 of those were mostly in management. And I worked with, there was one boss that I had that I worked with at three different places. So we really got to know each other over the years. And he was a great mentor to me about management, about all kinds of different things, just managing people and teams of people. And one of the things I remember he would say to us every once in a while was we would have a meeting, a staff meeting. And the first thing he would say to all of us is he would say, "Put your thick skins on." And that's how he would start some of these meetings. And so we're like, well, I guess we're going to get some constructive criticism today. And that had always, always stuck with me, because it just spoke of the idea that, like, you didn't do everything perfectly, but, you know, we need to move forward and we need to learn, you know, and stuff. And we're going to have to handle some blows and, like, take a little bit of a beating if you want to get better. And of course, my whole entire life as an athlete has basically been about those very things. You know, we hear this reading from Acts of the Apostles today, and look at Paul's life. I mean, that whole entire reading is an example of absolute perseverance led by the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, it's just like, after it starts out, after he was stoned, you know, it's like after he was stoned, he went here, and then he went here, and then they preached to people here, and then they went there, and then they didn't spend much time with the apostles, and then they kept moving on. It is an absolute perseverance in the Spirit to spread the mission of the Lord, to spread the gospel. I have kind of the great privilege this year to be a confirmation sponsor. And so I was able to have dinner with the family of the young lady who I'm sponsoring last night. And so while we were talking, you know, I'd asked if she had picked her patron yet. And so she's a runner, so she picked St. Sebastian. And St. Sebastian, as I think I've mentioned here before, is a great patron of mine. St. Sebastian is a patron of all kinds of athletes and of perseverance, of endurance. Because one of the things that we realize in his life is that everybody knows that famous depiction of St. Sebastian. All over Rome, you see depictions of him. He's an ancient Roman saint. And you see him riddled with arrows as the depiction of him. And some of the people who reported his death, having seen it, they said he had so many arrows in him that he looked like a sea urchin. But that's not how he dies. This depiction of him with all these arrows in his body, it didn't kill him. He actually survives being shot with arrows because he was being persecuted, and then moves on, is nursed back to health by another holy individual, and then survives. And then the next time he sees the emperor, who basically condemned him to death, what does he do again? He preaches Jesus Christ in front of everybody, and then they're finally able to kill him later on. So he's a lesson of what it's like to persevere in our faith, that we're going to have to take some hard knocks from people if we're going to live this life. And so when I think about those young people who are following the faith, there's really no better patron than St. Sebastian, because to be a Christian in our life and in this world, I don't really think is going to be all that different than what St. Paul is describing. You know, maybe it's not going to be as much physical violence, although we've seen plenty of physical violence this year, but a lot of it is going to be being attacked for our ideas and our beliefs in Jesus Christ. But you'll notice none of those saints, nor St. Paul or any of the apostles, let that strike any fear into their heart from preaching the gospel. Again, remember, we realize that all of them were martyrs, that they were willing to die for this message. And so we really have to do that. You know, honestly, from this moment on, if we haven't done it already, you know, we really need to put our thick skins on and you know, prepare ourselves for what the rest of this is going to be going forward. You know, this last year and then some has really changed the world to some extent. And I don't think that this is the beginning of things getting easier, at least for Christians in this world. And so sometimes it's about bracing ourselves for the difficulty that's ahead, but persevering through it. But notice many of these people did so with great joy. They're able to do it with great joy in the face of their suffering and their difficulty. And we can do it. I guarantee you we can do it. And it's worth it. It's really the only thing that's worth it. The only thing that's worth it in this life is persevering towards Christ. And in the end, that's what he's preparing his disciples to understand before he ascends back to the Father. Everybody that we know who has died in Christ, that has lived for the Lord, it's just like he says, don't be sorry for me. If you love me, this is the best thing that can possibly happen, me ascending to the Father. And again, those of us that we know who have died and have lived this Christian life, we're sad for ourselves. But if we love them like we love the Lord, it is the best thing that could possibly happen to them, is that they return to the Father. And so that's what I say to all of us today. Put your thick skins on in many different ways. It's just like we can't be so easily offended in a world that's saying right now that that you're offended by everything. No, I'm sorry, that's not the way. We have to have a thicker skin than that, and we have to be able to move on, and we can't be easily offended by things. Some of these things need to sort of bounce off of us so that we can persevere, because if we carry each offensive comment with us as we go throughout life, we're just going to be bitter and angry and sorrowful people. And that is not the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is to persevere, to move on, and to be joyful, hopeful people that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all.